Hello. Now, I am starting to think that this was the recording that was never meant to happen. I kid you not, four times. This is the fourth time that I've tried to record this little compassion break, and I think it's really ironic that what I wanted to talk about is showing yourself some self-compassion and a little bit of self-love. And each time I've tried to do the practice, there's been some sort of technical glitch that's either meant it really isn't clear enough to post, or I've deleted it by accident. So yeah, I have needed this practice more in the last week than I expected to. But before we start the practice, I just wanted to take a few minutes to talk to you about some of the things that I have been sort of trying to take on board and really absorb over the last week or so. Now, I think through doing this, I might have mentioned already that I've been getting a little bit more into listening to different podcasts. Actually, I've been listening to Dr. Rangan Chatterjee and his podcast for a little while. Does it feel better? Feel better and something else. Sorry, I can't remember. But it's really good. And he's been talking recently about getting yourself into that flow state. So whereby you might garden or paint or read or do something that allows your brain to fully relax and focus on the task at hand, but that the task isn't so difficult that you get frustrated or you want to give up. And I think that that's something that resonates with me at the moment because I don't feel like I have an awful lot of time to myself. To sort of to carry out my mindfulness practice, which is the thing that helps me through these difficult times. If I'm lucky, I'm getting up in the morning and getting a little 5 or 10 minutes in before my son gets up. And then my husband had been off, and so I'm not really getting that time in the evening either. But considering that flow state and making time every day to get 5 to 10 minutes where we allow ourselves to do some sort of task that allows us to get to that flow state, I think that that's just as good, maybe, for now. I think I'm finding a lot of benefit in that. So I just wanted to put that out there for everybody that's still feeling quite busy. Maybe lots of people in the house, they don't feel like they've got the time for mindfulness, but are they doing things to relax their mind and get to that flow state? Just a thought. Okay, so this is going to be a short practice today. The idea behind it is that if times are hard, if you're having a moment of difficulty, that you should be able to call on this short practice to just help diffuse the situation and allow yourself to afford yourself some self-compassion. Yeah. So you can sit or lie or do whatever feels best right now. But we're going to start as we always do, taking our attention to the breath. Breathing nice and deeply in through the nose and out through the mouth. Allowing the eyes to close. And then after the next breath, just letting the breathing return back to normal now. Whatever normal feels like. And I'm going to ask you to take a moment to consider any noises that you hear in the room. Maybe a little hum from something electric. And then casting that awareness out to the rest of the house or the flat or the building that you're in. Considering whether you hear any noises in any of the other rooms. And then thinking about any noises that you can hear coming from outside. A passing car, or a bird, or a person. Not dwelling on any of these noises, just simply acknowledging that that's what you can hear right now. In this moment. And now we're going to draw our attention inwards to our breath. Feeling that rising and falling sensation within the body. And if you need to, you can place a hand on your chest or your stomach. And really just take a moment to consider where you feel that rising and falling sensation most prominently. Is it the stomach? Or the chest? Or perhaps even the shoulders. And I'd like you now to just acknowledge whatever's going on in your life, that this is a moment of difficulty, and that difficulty, no matter how big or small, is part of everyone's life. It's just a part of being human. That whatever's going on with you, the chances are other people in other parts of the world are going through very similar situations. That we're not alone. Taking a moment to respond to yourself with kindness now. Normally, we begin the sentence with "may I?" And then you can add whatever resonates with you today, right now. So examples might be, "May I be kind to myself in this moment? May I find peace in my heart. May we live together in peace." Or simply, "May I be strong." Or "May I be kind to myself." Whichever one resonates with you, allow yourself to repeat that once or twice, to really let those words settle with you. And then we're going to slowly bring our attention back to our body. Considering now the the points of contact between yourself and whatever you're sat on or lying down on. Starting to become aware of the position that you're in right now. I'm doing a quick scan from head to toe. Thinking about how the body feels right now in this moment. Whether it be heavy or light, tired or energized. And then we're going to start to wiggle our hands and our toes, bringing some energy back to these points. Starting to bring movement to the body. And then when you're ready, in your own time, you can open your eyes. Now, if you want to practice this little exercise on your own, the best way, we don't need to time it, but the way that I was taught it was to take a minute with each thing. So, a minute to consider the sounds round about you, and then a minute to bring that attention back to your breath, acknowledging the difficulty, and speaking to yourself with kindness. In my experience, that takes just a little bit over a minute. And then lastly, drawing that attention back out and taking in the whole of your body, considering how it feels. So imagine it like an egg timer, where we expand our awareness out, then bring it into the breath, and then back out again. I found this a really easy way to remember the practice. So the image of an egg timer sometimes now when things get hard I think, oh, egg timer. But I hope that little practice is useful for you. Please let me know what you think, and I hope that you can put it to good use in the coming days and weeks. I think that the more self-compassion and loving kindness that we show ourselves right now, then the easier we're going to make it on ourselves and the people around about us. Take care.